Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board. It is Thursday, November 2nd, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back to hour number two of the big program. Coming up in just a bit, going to play today's rendition of What's Worse? We'll ask you what's worse. Give you one of them. I'm going to just give you a hint. One of them is George Santos, the congressman who survived expulsion last night on the House floor.
Defying all odds.
Yes, indeed. So what's worse? We'll take George Santos, or we'll give the other option, and we'll let you know in a minute on that. Also coming up, we're going to play this commercial. You heard about it. Terry Bell, our news director, gave you a little precursor there. Robin Voss under attack, and not from Democrats. We're going to play that ad for you, let you judge for yourself, and also much more, your calls as well. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up, have some calls, and we appreciate Mark and Jim hanging on through the break there. We're going to take the calls in just a minute, but talking about this issue of Tommy Tuberville holding up these nominations on the floor of the United States Senate last night. And why won't at least one senator step forward to change the rules to try to get these nominations through? Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for holding through the news. What say you?
Somebody should talk to me, or?
Pardon?
Tuberville should step up.
Yeah.
Somebody should step up and knock him on his ass. That it is just ridiculous that it's happening. But you know, so much is with this. You know, you had me thinking about these Christian nationalists. That what they forget is that the reason we have a secular democracy in this country is precisely because to protect people of no matter what the religious persuasion was, because the fact of the matter is if you roll back the clock, oh, say 300 years in Christian Europe, I mean, people of their persuasion of the the new speaker here, supposedly a Baptist, those guys were getting barbecued at the stake in certain mm-hmm. places. I mean, even in some Protestant countries, they were being persecuted and executed for their religious beliefs. I mean, it is just galling to me that these guys are twisting history. And I mean, that, you know, it's just, you know, at my bent of mind, I went and looked up Dante and see what people who use untruthfulness to spread their beliefs, I mean, mm-hmm. known as deceivers, and they're in the eighth circle of hell, which is, you know, nearly the deepest circle of hell. That he had nine circles, and these guys are practicing deceit, and it's just the worst hypocrisy. Yeah. That they wrap themselves in the flag and on the cross, and they say this nonsense, and they twist history, and they lie about it, and that it just is just galling. Yeah. It's just galling.
I appreciate you calling it, Mark. I apologize. I didn't know whether you were calling in on the Tuberville stuff or the white Christian nationalist stuff, so I appreciate the call, and Mark's absolutely right. That it is dangerous. It's very dangerous when you start picking one religion. Now, remember, the United States of America was founded on the freedom of religion. Not or not, so that we don't pick a national religion and that people can practice whatever faith is right for them. Or if none is, you don't have to practice a faith. 844-967-2789. Go back to the phones. Jim in Genesee Depot. Jim, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hey, a couple of things I wanted to bring up. I used to call him Tommy Teletubby because he's such a baby.
Right.
But I've changed my mind. I think it's more appropriate he should be Tommy Tupperware. Because like babies in Tupperware, he needs to be burped regularly or he's just going to keep crying and spitting up all over the place.
I like that.
But I definitely think he needs to be brought up on charges of dereliction of duty. He has definitely ceased following his oath of office that he took, and he needs to be taken up on charges. and like Santos, should be removed.
Right.
You know, I don't understand how all these people who complain about government isn't the answer, government can't find the answer, government doesn't work, then why do you want a job in government? Get out of the way and let somebody who can do something have the job.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate the call.
One other thing?
Yep, go ahead.
For the caller who was concerned before, if the Democrats change the rules and Trump gets back in, don't worry about that. You got to remember when he was in the first time, he didn't even fill most of his cabinet. He didn't want to fill most of his cabinet. He didn't care because then he'd have more people telling him what he wasn't supposed to be doing, and he didn't want to hear that. He's not going to pay attention to them. He didn't want them there. All they were concerned about was getting right-wing activist judges on the courts, which is what Mitch McConnell had been holding up appointments for close to a decade for many of these positions. That's what they were worried about, protecting
Absolutely.
Him when he had to go to court.
Right.
Thank you. Great show.
Thanks, Jim. Really appreciate it. Jim and Genesee Depot, appreciate you calling in and being here. 12 past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are honored. Our friend and colleague, you can hear him every morning now across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, the great Earl Ingram of the Earl Ingram Program, 8 until 10 o'clock each and every morning. Earl, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being here, my friend. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, you got a great show, and as I listen to you daily, I want to call in all the time, but I couldn't help but...
You're always welcome,
you know,
Earl.
...reach out when you started talking about, you know, white nationalism mm-hmm. and the fact that, as a man of color, mm-hmm. to watch what is transpiring and taking place with this. I talk with elders in my community who are terrified, and even though, you know, I'm looking at 70 myself, to hear the conversations coming from evangelicals about white nationalism, it brings back and it heralds back to a horrific time in this nation's past. And when these conversations are being had openly, people wonder from my community, you know, why this is happening. And thinking back to the history of our nation, why this should not be, you know, talked about more.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to you for having the courage to have the conversation, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it. If you can hang around a minute, Earl, because your opinion matters so much to me because, you know, as you and Matt Flynn told me, and I'll clean it up for radio, we were at a retreat last year and, you know, you said you guys have seen some stuff, which is true, right? I mean, experience and age gives you experience and wisdom, in my opinion. And what I think you bring, what I know you bring to the table, Earl, is as someone, you know, in the Black community in Milwaukee that represents so many people and the experience, whether it is anti-Semitism, and certainly there are cases of Islamophobia, I would argue right now it's more anti-Semitism, or whether it is this white nationalist, the Christian white nationalists, in your experience, Earl, when was the last time that we've had this much unrest and fear of our fellow American?
You know, I have to tell you, as from the perspective of a Black person, it hasn't been for over half a century or more,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe half a century or more, and so the more you hear this, the more people become concerned that our nation does not stand up to this. And I don't know how it's got to be an oxymoron, Christian nationalist.
Right.
You know, as a Christian, I don't recall reading anywhere about a nationalism in mm-hmm. Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hear those two words together and they're spoken as if there's some relationship between the two of those and what Christ stood for, and it's not called out as much as it should be, it's where the fear comes in, because we know many of the nationalists are well armed and are opposed to our democracy in this nation, and yet those things, it just seem to not be as concerning to people, I think, as they should be.
Earl, I grew up in the Methodist Church. I was actually a youth director at our church for a while. I'm far from the perfect Christian, but I'm still a person of faith. And what I don't remember reading anything in my Bible. You tell me, growing up in your church, if you remember anything about, you know, thou shalt judge others. and thou shalt cast the first stone. And, you know, I remember a Bible and a Christ that was compassionate and agape love and trying to set the example through love of one another and leaving judgment to a higher power. That's why I remember Earl.
Well, clearly one is Christ and one is what the other side of the equation. You can't be both. And so Christian nationalism and white nationalism does not bode well for mankind or for the united, united states of America.
We've got about a minute and a half left here, and I might bring it back after the break if you got a minute, because I think this is so important. I want to get your take on this, and this is why I am so happy, my friend, that people can listen to you across the state of Wisconsin now, across the Civic Media Network, every morning from 8 until 10. I grew up in Richland Center, Wisconsin, one of the stations you're on now in the morning, and a kind of 5,000 people. I had one black family that went, you know, a kid that went to my high school, one, all right? And I grew as a person in college, meeting people and friends from particularly Central America, people of color. Right. I grew by going and spending 3 weeks in Central America where I was the only white person around for 3 weeks. It gives you a different perspective on life. And Earl, here's my question to you, and we could finish it up on the other side, but do you feel that part of the hatred out there, part of this unrest, is the fact that we have been cloistered in our own echo chambers and we're not listening and getting to know people who are a little different than us? We just don't understand each other.
Well, so it's hard. Well, when you look at the fact that African Americans make up 12% population of the nation and only 5% of the state, then you kind of understand that it's the fact that people have not had an opportunity to know, get to know. We're human beings. After it's all said and done, there's one, you know, group, and that's we're human beings. Mm-hmm. And so what separates us on this planet, and the only place we are separated is on this earth, because we worry about nationalism too much. Mm-hmm. And nationalism you can't take with you. When it's time for all of us to leave, we leave in the same manner. We all die. We die as human beings. We come into the world as human beings. When did all the nationalism come into play?
Earl, can you hang on 1 minute? Because I want to ask you one more question.
Absolutely.
All right, Earl Ingram on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get his perspective on how we make things better. How about that? Earl, Todd, Aaron, you as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Our very special guest to this segment, joining us from the Shaw down in Waukesha, WAUK. You can listen to him each and every morning now across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app, 8 until 10. If you haven't checked it out, check out the Earl Ingram Show every morning, 8 until 10. We have Earl Ingram on the line. Again, Earl, thank you so much for calling in and joining in on this discussion.
I'm honored for being on your show, man.
Well, it's great. And one of the great, you know, opportunities, one of the great blessings of being part of the Civic Media now for almost a year is meeting people like you, meeting people like Matt Flynn, meeting people like Kristen Bry from all over, Pat Kreitlow, from all over the state. And I think that's where the strength of this network, and that's why I'm so happy, my friend, that you are on in the rural parts of this state, because people in rural Wisconsin need to hear your experience and the guests that you bring on, and vice versa, people in Milwaukee and Madison need to hear about places like Richland Center and Wausau and you know, rural parts of the state as well.
You know, man, I grew up, you know, we you know, once a year, there's conversation about Dr. Martin Luther King and what he said and mm-hmm. what he stood for. Well, imagine, I was 14 years old when he was alive and working. And so he lives in me. His spirit lives in me. His spirit of humanity mm-hmm. lives in me. And so when we have to understand we're only on this planet for a short period of time, and in the twinkling of an eye, it's all over. So when people carry the kinds of burdens that people who call themselves white nationalists or any other nationalism, and it impacts and affects the lives of other innocent people who have not done anything to harm us, it takes away from our humanity. And so I just, for the life of me, don't understand why, as short as this lifespan is, that people want to take those things to separate us.
And I think, Earl, again, to get back to you, try something we can do, all of us, to make our communities, our state, our nation better, is to understand one another. And I try to remind this, sometimes I'm not always successful. You know, I like to talk. We both like to talk. But sometimes, you know, if you listen more, you know, they say God gave you two ears and one mouth. So you'll listen more than you talk, right? And I think when I listen, I learn more. And I'm like, wow, you know, that person eats, sleeps, breathes just like me. That person cries like me. That person feels like me. And we are, the things that unite us, I still believe, Earl, are greater than what divides us. Is that just naivete or happy talk?
No, it's not any of those things. Number one, what should unite us more than anything else is the fact that we're human beings. Number two, that we're Americans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we can't, yeah. we seem to forget what an American and what I was taught as a young boy. What an American was. Mm-hmm. It's not a nationality, the mm-hmm. last time I checked. America is made up of all the peoples of the earth. America is an experiment. God, America is a place, you go to China, you see Chinamen. You go to Asia, you see Asians. You go to Japan, you see Japanese. You go to Africa, you see Africans. In America, you see the entire human family.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an experiment. And so we're not doing as well as we really should be doing. I think the Creator put us here for a reason, put America where she is, to see if humanity can join together and live collectively. And so it frustrates me at times when I see us falling back into old habits. And, you know, and those are the things that have separated us. And, you know, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. That used to mean something. And it made America what she is. And now, you know, we see people pushing back against that.
You nailed it, Earl. I mean, this country wasn't founded on a religion. It wasn't founded on an ethnicity. It wasn't founded on anything but an ideal of freedom.
Right.
And we messed it up pretty bad in the beginning with slavery. I mean, really bad. But we've tried to overcome that. There's still a lot of problems. But I still believe that this country, the ideal of Americanism should is the key word, open to everyone. And that's something I think, Earl, that we continue to strive for. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. But as I stated, we're slipping back tied into some bad habits.
Yeah.
And so we've got to do what we can to try and rectify that. And you know why, Todd? For those who come after us,
mm-hmm.
we owe
mm-hmm.
them something, right?
Yeah.
We owe them something. We owe them a better life and a better way. We've got to correct the damages that we've done in our generation, my friend.
One of the ways you can do that is by listening to Earl's show each and every morning, 8 until 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. A great program, great guest. I always enjoy it, Earl. I usually have a cup of coffee while I'm listening to you in the morning when I can. The other way, especially on Monday, because Earl brings on a very special guest, Gilbert Brown, and is under the grave, under the helmet with the Gravedigger every Monday. I'm going to tell a little tale. For those of you who might not know, he hosts this program with Gilbert Brown under the helmet. But Earl is happy as a lark right now because he is a Detroit Lions fan. Is that, Earl, what, how did this, my friend, you got about 2.5 minutes. How the heck did you, what is up with that, Earl?
Well, so I'm from a family of 13. I have seven brothers. I had seven brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always Green Bay Packer fans. And so I was a guy who had an affinity, a love for the Detroit Lions. I don't know what it was, man, but going back to those early years in the 1960s,
sure,
and watching the Detroit Lions and the Packers on Thanksgiving. By the way, that's going to be rekindled again this Thanksgiving, the Packers and the Lions.
The Packers are going to get basted like a turkey. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, man, it's been an honor. It's a pleasure. We are the better for it by having your voice on Civic Media.
Well, you're too kind. It's a team effort, and that's one of the great things that we have different voices and people that come from different backgrounds. I tell people I have a mutt resume. I've done everything, and some things successful and some things not. But life it gives you experience, right? And it's always great working with you. Always great. You are welcome on this show anytime, my friend, and really appreciate your voice.
And likewise, and we got to make that happen. Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Earl. Great talking to you.
Great work.
You too, my friend.
All right, bye.
Earl Ingram, you can listen to him each and every morning, 8 until 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. See, Mr. Zimmer, sometimes it's the unplanned that works out the best.
Sometimes. That's just how it works.
Really appreciate Earl taking the time to call in. And he's also just a hilarious and fun guy to hang out with. In fact, I should have told this while he was on the air. But you want to know the first time I met Earl? I got sent down to Waukesha to deliver basically a mobile broadcasting device. And Earl walked out, and I brought donuts down just to say hello and whatever, because they had gotten the windows had gotten broken.
Oh
out.
Yeah, it, I remember
been
that.
Kind of
yeah.
It'd been a bad week, so I brought donuts down to Waukesha. Earl walked out, he took a bite of the donut, and he goes, "Why are you here?" And I said, "They sent me down to be security." And he took one look at me, and he laughed. And he goes, "No, really, why are you here?" And that began the great relationship with Earl Ingram. You can listen to him each and every morning, 8 until 10. Don't go anywhere. You can listen to us on the other side. We'll talk about Robin Voss and also some other fun stuff along the way. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zimmer is on the board. Again, thank you to Earl Ingram for joining us through that last segment. Just there's a guy who just makes you feel better after you talk to him, you know?
Absolutely. Like you said, it's fantastic that he's now statewide across the network.
Yeah, really, really happy for him and happy for all the listeners. They get to listen to him each and every morning, 8 until 10. A couple of breaking news stories I want to bring you right now. According to CBS News, the FBI has raided the home of a major fundraiser for New York City Mayor Eric Adams. That's all we know right now. And again, I want to be clear, that's not to specifically say that Mayor Adams is implicated, but interesting that according to CBS News, the FBI raided the home of a major fundraiser for New York City Mayor Eric Adams. So that's the first bit of breaking news. And also a story for our listeners here in Madison, in Dane County, WMDX, the station here in Madison. We have an update on that situation at the Goodman Center. According to Channel 3000, all clear has now been given at the Goodman Center after a potential threat forced a lockdown. According to Channel 3, the Goodman Community Center, located along Wabisa Street, south of Milwaukee Street in Madison, was put under a lockdown this afternoon due to a potential threat, according to an Instagram post by the staff. The lockdown was lifted, but the center is closed as of 1 o'clock this afternoon. The doors to the center were locked, and older adult lunch and programming was canceled for the day. Staff asked that nobody come to the center until more information is available, and all clear was given a while ago. So right now, the all clear is given, but apparently the Goodman Center here in Madison is still closed at this hour. We will update you if we have more news to come later on during this broadcast and others. Right now, time once again for What's Poppin' with Robin Voss.
Love to hear the Robin go tweet, 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 rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet, rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet, rockin' Robin.
What's Poppin' with Robin Voss? Sponsored by Robin Voss Popcorn. We should get a sponsor for that, you know? But maybe, I wonder if Robin Voss would actually sponsor his own bit.
You know, maybe. And then we could get a little voice line from him recorded on it.
I highly doubt. Of course, for those who don't know, Robin Voss, you know, Greg Bach likes to call him, and it goes, Wisconsin, the popcorn king, because he has a big popcorn company. He also owns several properties, student kind of properties in Whitewater, which I did not know until recently. So he makes a lot of money on kind of landlord properties and popcorn.
I somehow lost a lot more respect for Robin Voss, now that I know he's also a landlord, because I know he's not a good one. Like, there's no way he's a nice one.
We don't
one.
Know that, but you would wonder.
You would wonder,
yes. Anyway, here's the news from our friend Dan Schaefer. I say that, I've only met him once, but he's a friend of the network, you understand. He's been on other programs, and we love him here, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. He tweeted this out last night. Dan Schaefer did. He said, chickens are coming home to roost. Representative Voss had so many opportunities to shut down election conspiracies, but he just kept on fanning the flames. Now, what are we talking about here? Well, a group called Wisconsin Election Committee, Inc. They always sound so benign, right? You think, well, a committee called Wisconsin Election Committee, Inc. has to be a good group, right? Well, they're running a TV ad in Milwaukee, including on WISN-TV, threatening to recall or primary challenge Assembly Speaker Robin Voss if he does not move forward with impeaching Wisconsin's top election chief, Megan Wolf.
But I thought they can't.
Well, they can't, but it doesn't matter to the far right. Understand? The MAGA party, and again, I've said this before, I'll keep saying it, I was a Republican. For almost 30 years, I left the party in 2011 over, they called them voter ID. What they were really for is voter suppression. I said, that's it. I'm out of here. I left the party in 2011. But the party has continued to go downhill from there since 2011. You don't have a Republican party anymore. You have a MAGA party, the party of Trump. And for them, even Robin Voss is too far left. That's the state we're in. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. That for the MAGA folks, Robin Voss is too far left.
If I pinch myself hard enough, will I wake up and this is all a dream?
I only wish. That only happens in Dallas. You're much too young, but there was a TV show called Dallas, and one Patrick Duffy played Bobby Ewing, one of the Ewing brothers, and the contract expired. They couldn't come to an agreement, so they killed him off. He was run over by a car by his ex-wife's sister. And then the whole next year, the whole season kind of went to pot. And so at the end of that season, the final scene was his ex-wife, Pamela, opening up a shower door, and there was Bobby Ewing, alive and well. And the next season, they explained it away that the entire previous season was a dream.
That is, that's terrible.
Historic television fact right there. So, yes, it only happens in Dallas. But anyway, back to Robin Voss, who is just not a dream at all. It's reality. So Robin Voss has an ad running against him on Milwaukee television right now. And we're going to play you some of it, and we're going to debunk this as we play it. So keep your hand on the trigger there, Mr. Zommers. Let's start this up. This is the Wisconsin Election Committee, Inc. running an ad against Robin Voss.
Hi, fellow Wisconsin voters. This is Kelly Clark. 1 year stands between us and the 2024 general election. The results have the potential to either steer our state and our country in the direction of improvement or push us further along the concerning path we are currently on. I am very worried about the fairness and security of our elections.
Stop right there. All right, worried about the fairness and security of our elections, which is complete crap, which is what there is a book we'd love to get on the program, Major Garrett of CBS News, for those watching on the stream. Major Garrett, David Becker wrote this great book called The Big Truth, not just about Wisconsin, but about the country. The 2020 election was one of the most fair and secure elections in our nation's history. Even former Republican Speaker Paul Ryan said, quote, Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election, period, unquote, full stop. So there's all this crap about, you know, worried about the elections. It is meant to scare you, and there ain't no truth to it. As we say back in Richland Center. Go ahead. Here's this more of this commercial.
if Megan Wolf remains in charge of them. It's Ms. Wolf that allowed for the use of illegal drop boxes and ballot harvesting. She permitted the Zuckerbox influence money.
Stop right there. Completely untrue. Megan Wolf didn't allow anything. She is an administrator for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Let me say that again. Megan Wolf didn't allow anything. She is an administrator who carries out the decisions of the Wisconsin Election Commission. All right? Drop boxes were found to be secure. Supreme Court then overturned that. But there was no fraud in the drop boxes. So again, a complete lie. Go ahead.
Uses to clean up our voter rolls, and there's so much more. The Wisconsin Assembly
Should they bring up voter rolls, accusing Megan Wolf of somehow fixing the voter rolls. What they're doing is they're trying to get people thrown off voter rolls. So if you haven't voted, if you forgot to vote once or twice, they want to kick your name off there so you have to re-register. They want to make it harder for people to vote. Republicans do. The MAGAs do. So again, this whole notion that somehow Megan Wolf is messing with the voter rolls, a complete lie, completely untrue. Go ahead.
To impeach Megan Wolf, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is standing in the way. Speaker Voss needs to hear from us.
Stop right there. So again, the Senate Republicans want to move ahead with impeachment of Megan Wolf. And they passed this thing in the state Senate to fire her, basically. Josh Call, the attorney general, filed a lawsuit and said this is illegal. Guess what? The court said you're right. Court said there was no standing whatsoever. And in deposition, which is where you have to tell the truth before the court, the Senate Republicans admitted that they knew they really didn't have the ability to fire Megan Wolf, but they just wanted to cause her some grief. They admitted it. And so now what they want, the MAGAs, they want Robin Voss to start impeachment proceedings against Megan Wolf, even though there is zero credible evidence to bring impeachment proceedings before her. Go ahead.
Urge you to call him today at 608-237-9163 and let him know he needs to listen to the Assembly and allow for the impeachment process to happen, or he will be replaced, whether through a recall process or a primary challenger. Again, call Speaker Robin Voss today at 608-237-9163.
All right, stop. We don't want to give out the number for that. There's a lot of reasons to call Robin Voss, but not for that. So this ad is running. I just want to be clear to let everybody across the state of Wisconsin know where we're at. That the MAGA Republican Party are running ads against the top elected Republican official in the state, Robin Voss, to recall him or to run a primary challenger, which they did last time with Trump's endorsement, came within about 300 votes of knocking him off in a primary. The MAGA Republicans, and you've got to believe that Trump's fingerprints are all over this, they are ready to recall Robin Voss, the highest-ranking Republican in the state of Wisconsin, unless he brings fraud impeachment charges against Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Election Commission, which the courts have said there is no basis to do. Again, you can see a pattern here today, folks, that the MAGA Party, the former Republican Party, the MAGA Party, they don't care about the law. They don't care about democracy. They don't care about what doing things the right way. All they care about is absolutist power. Period.
And you've got tons and tons of actions and direct statements proving that that's what they do. Like you've got that old clip that played during the impeachment proceedings for Trump, where they'd ask, like, well, what do you do if somebody calls you out on your lie? You just say, no, F you, no, F you.
Yeah, it's disgusting is what it is. And again, for people that might not live in Milwaukee or Madison or other places, you might not know what's going on. And the question to ask is, people like Todd Novak from Dodgeville, a Republican representative, people like Tony Kurtz from Southwest Wisconsin, people like, any state representative who's a Republican, ask him. Say, do you endorse this? Because this ad is saying that Assembly Republicans want to endorse Megan Wolf. Do you go along with that? Nail them down. Make them answer you. Call their number at their office. Ask them. because it's just ridiculous. All right, let's go on quickly to what's worse. Your time to call in and tell us. We have a little fun with this. We want you to, it doesn't really mean anything, but we want you to know what's worse. All right? Very good, Mr. Summers. Today is what's worse. The choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this. What's worse? George Santos surviving an expulsion vote or a hangnail? George Santos or a hangnail? What's worse? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Now think before you dial, because I know the knee-jerk reaction is George Santos, but have you ever had a nasty hangnail? Like, especially if you're out, you don't have a clippers with you, and then it kind of burns, and you try to kind of bite it off, that it just goes deeper, and it burns, and then you're, it's just, it's, hangnails can be nasty.
And sometimes, even once you get it off, it'll just keep basically reforming, and you'll have like months of the same hangnail.
It's terrible. So what is worse, George Santos or a hangnail?
I think you've made a good comparison here with George Santos and a bad hangnail. Like, the more you pick at it, it just doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, George Santos or a hangnail? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Text us by downloading the app to your Apple or Android device. It's easy. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, George Santos, Congressman George Santos, or a hangnail? 844-967-2789. Back with that answer on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your phone calls and find out what's worse. This is the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from news and information you can use, taking you to the front lines of history. History being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take you there. Make sure to join him for the great program, Matt Flynn Direct, immediately after your news at 2 o'clock. And don't be late, because he doesn't mess around. He gets it, Matt Flynn Direct. He gets right into it. You're going to learn something within the first 2 minutes. I'll guarantee you, as we say back at Richland Center, Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon, 2 until 4. Now an expanded edition to get you all the information, all the news you can use. Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon, 2 until 4. Right now we are asking, what's worse, George Santos or a hangnail?
We've gotten a couple of answers on Facebook. Frequent contributor Jeff Perry says, actually, there's a link between the two besides just that it's a good metaphor. According to his book, Santos actually developed a scientific cure for hangnails.
Or at least that's what he claims.
And then Tony says the hangnail is worth. Santos has no influence in Congress, and he's probably helped raise a ton of fundraising emails for Democrats.
There you go. That's a great point by Tony, actually. See, I think Tony's onto something there. What else have we got here? Well, I say George is from somebody from WAUK in Waukesha. Well, I say that George Santos is worse than a pimple, because with a pimple you could pop the damn thing and then it goes away. That's good. I like that. What's worse, George Santos or a hangnail? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Stephanie, listening in Madison, what say you?
George Santos is a human hangnail. Yeah, I've had hangnails and also cuts, little cuts on my fingers, and that will get irritated, and they hurt like hell.
Right.
So it's really a toss-up. But, you know, it just burns me to see that. It says a whole lot about Congress that guy got through.
I know.
The guy, he's a psycho. He is. Right. You know, somebody took a good lie like that. You know, they're like, oh, he lies like a rat. Oh, man. The guy's a mess.
No, he absolutely is. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I agree with you. It's a tough, and, you know, it's hard, right? But George Santos surviving that expulsion vote last night, it's just an absolute bad mark on the United States Congress. Back to the text line. You can text us on the app on your iPhone or Android device. Steve from Milwaukee listening in on WAUK says, Todd, stop making these what's worse so easy. Well, I thought I made the point that it's not necessarily easy, but I get it. Also, he says that it's obvious that they have no spine when they can't hold the frauds accountable. Totally agree on that. It is. We're having a little bit of fun with it here, but it's just, if you can't kick out George Santos, who can you kick out? I don't know. Also want to say thank you to Dave, who sent in this tweet, actually. And earlier we talked about things being a dream. And I mentioned the old Dallas episode where the whole season, one season of Dallas was a dream. And Dave reminds me that it was not just Dallas, but remember the entire Newhart series. Did you ever watch that, Mr. Zomers?
Nope.
Yeah, you're too young. But there was the Bob Newhart show. And then later in the late 80s into the 90s, they had Newhart, which was a great program. And I hope I'm not going to spoil anything, but the final, and so his Suzanne Plachette was his guest star on the original series in the 70s, the Bob Newhart show. And on the final episode of Newhart, they had Newhart Bob get hit by a golf ball and he collapsed to the floor and everything went dark. And then he wakes up and he's on the set of the original Bob Newhart show with Suzanne Plachette, his original TV wife. And he wakes up and he's like, oh my God, I had the weirdest dream. I own this inn in New England. And there are these guys, Larry, David, Daryl, and Daryl. So the entire, it turned out that they made the entire series a dream. That was the way they ended the show.
You can have endings like that be impactful, but it takes a lot of careful planning to do so. Like you can have what's that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Total Recall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And where like, oh, it was all fake. He just went in and did the he was doing the secret agent mission version. But could it be real?
I have no idea. I think the reason the Newhart finale worked for me is because it was still close enough that most people had at least seen or remembered the Bob Newhart show. And to have the original set or recreation thereof and his original co-star there, it was absolutely fantastic. And they filmed the thing like in secrecy so it couldn't leak out. So thank you, Dave. I appreciate that that reminder there as well. I've got a couple more minutes if you want to weigh in on what's worse, George Santos or a hangnail, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What's worse, George Santos or a hangnail? After Santos survived his expulsion vote last night. Some good calls, some good texts on that, on the what's worse today. Mr. Zomers, this is for Mr. Perry, speaking of who joined us or at least wrote in earlier. Jeff Perry, a longtime friend, colleague, big Beatles fan, was the one who took me to County Stadium years ago to see George or Paul McCartney rather. That would have been something. Paul McCartney at the old County Stadium. It was one of the best concerts of my life. It turns out the Beatles through AI have a brand new song out. Their last song ever is called Now and Then. And it's been released while we've been on the air moments ago. And Mr. Zomers, this is real, folks. This is not made up, actually. This is real. The new song by the Beatles called Now and Then. Here's a little cut, a little snippet, breaking news on the show.
I know it's true. It's all because of you. And if I make it through, it's all.
What do you think, Mrs. Zomers?
He's supposed to be dead.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. He's not. Through the magic of this, but in all seriousness, these were like recordings that they found during this documentary or whatever, never before heard recordings or something that that Paul found. And then they brought in John and the rest and through AI and mixed it all together and they got a brand new song.
Yeah, I'll have to give it a full listen.
So now and then. Appreciate everybody for calling in today, especially our friend and colleague, Earl Ingram. Thanks, Earl, for joining us today. Thank you all for the great calls. We'll be back with a Friday edition tomorrow. Stay tuned now. Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct follows. Do not go anywhere. Do not change that dial. For Mr. Zommers, I'm Todd. See you tomorrow. Keep banging your drum.